ShareCare, helping you get younger, get guidance, get better care, get smart, get fit. Radio MD presents ShareCare Radio with Daria Long Gillespie, MD.
Hi, welcome to ShareCare Radio. I'm Dr. Daria. Let's just jump into the health news for the week. A new national study of parents found that parents with multiple parenting roles, such as those we see in blended families where you have a father, maybe also you're a stepfather, are at a higher risk of depression. Specifically, parents with three roles were 57% more likely to be depressed than those with just a single parenting role. The main finding of this study is that depression risks increase for both men and women when the number of parenting roles and responsibilities increase, not just women, as a lot of other studies have shown. And one finding of the study is that some stepfathers, those with multiple family roles, experience the highest stress levels. Parents in the blended family holding three parenting roles, you know, one for each of the two families that blended, and the third when there's a child born into the blended family, were analyzed and found that they were at higher risk. Especially, again, those that were for the fathers. So there's two trends that we need to look at. The first is that men are less likely to seek professional counseling when they need it. And that the second is that blended families are becoming more and more common, so more parents are feeling the burden of holding multiple parenting roles. Moving on from parenting to psoriatic arthritis, and that is that their researchers have identified genes that are tied to having psoriatic arthritis. So researchers have identified genetic variants that were associated with it, but not necessarily with just psoriasis, in the largest study of psoriatic arthritis that was ever published for genetic components. Now, psoriatic arthritis is a common form of the inflammatory form of arthritis that causes pain and stiffness in joints and can lead to joint damage. Nearly all patients with psoriatic arthritis also have skin changes of psoriasis, and in many cases the skin disease of psoriasis is present before the arthritis even develops. However, only one-third of patients with psoriasis will actually go on to develop the arthritis component. The study found genetic changes have been identified that increase the risk of psoriatic arthritis, but not necessarily psoriasis. And until recently, opinion was divided as to whether psoriatic arthritis was a disease in its own right or just psoriasis combined with rheumatoid arthritis. Now, these findings could, in the future, lead to identification of people with psoriasis who are at risk for developing arthritis, and they also highlight the role of certain immune cells in developing that arthritis. It's going to be more helpful to raise the possibility of introducing treatments to prevent the development of arthritis in people who already have psoriasis. Now, a new study came out that I thought was fascinating, and that was on mindfulness training. Over the past decade, there have been many encouraging findings suggesting that mindfulness training can improve a broad range of mental and physical health problems. Yet exactly how it positively impacted our health wasn't as clear. So research has developed a model suggesting that mindfulness influences health via stress reduction pathways. This was from researchers at Carnegie Mellon University, whose previous work had shown that mindfulness meditation could even reduce loneliness in older adults and alleviate stress. And they've now found out how via various stress reduction pathways. They found biological pathways linking mindfulness training with reduced stress and stress-related disease outcomes. Now, when an individual experiences stress, whether it's from work or a classic fight or flight, they have specific pathways, and that activates the prefrontal cortex, which is responsible for conscious thinking and planning, and decreases certain activities in other areas as well. And studies have shown that mindfulness training reverses these patterns during stress and can regulate and turn down your biological stress response. Now, excessive activation of that biological stress response increases the risk of diseases impacted by stress, like depression and heart disease and even stroke. By reducing individuals' experience of stress, mindfulness may help regulate the physical stress response and ultimately reduce the risk and severity of stress-related diseases. Now, here's more research on from the world of money doesn't buy happiness. We've heard it time and again, but it's always fascinating to see more studies done on this. And that's according to a new study from researchers at Harvard Business School, my alma mater, the University of Mannheim, and Yale University, where wealthy individuals, even they looked from people who were worth $1 million to $10 million and higher, and they found out that they were not happy as their wealth increases. They showed that current happiness is not only not related to wealth, but it may be even negatively influenced by a higher income. This research was published in the Journal of Personality and Social Psychology Bulletin, and it showed that both material and experiential wealth tended to reduce people's ability to enjoy simple pleasures and experiences. Now, maybe it's that wealth and abundance undermine the appreciation and reduce the positive emotions associated with everyday experiences. In contrast, they found that experiencing adversity in the past or scarcity in the present increases somebody's ability to savor just those little everyday moments. They did also confirm that experiential purchases, so money spent on doing something like a trip or going to dinner or a party with your friends, may provide more enduring happiness than just material purchases like that new pair of shoes or a new bag. They also incidentally showed that waiting for a new experience elicited significantly more happiness and excitement than waiting for a material good. So the researchers suggest that it may make sense, in addition to sticking to trying to increase your experiences rather than material goods, to delay consumption of some purchases, because that anticipation itself can increase your happiness. And again, shift it from material goods to more experiences like vacations, dinner parties, concerts ahead of time to reap the most benefits from that anticipation. They also said that temporarily giving up something may provide an effective route to happiness, including talking about another study, and consistently indulging in pleasure and abundance may not be the most productive route to happiness. Now, this is something that myself, as a mother of a little girl, I really wanted to pay attention to this next study, and that was that teacher prejudices can put girls off of math. So we do know that women are vastly underrepresented in the fields of computer science, engineering, and mathematics, or the STEM classes. And higher education has already opened the door to equal opportunities for women and minorities in the U.S. So a recent study from Tel Aviv University suggests the problem may originate as early as elementary school, which is a critical juncture at which girls are being discouraged from pursuing science and math. Now, they found that elementary school teachers' unconscious biases significantly influence female students' academic choices later on. And they found that classroom teachers' unwitting prejudice, they didn't even realize, but that it was a key factor in explaining the divergence between girls' and boys' academic preferences. Now, again, it's not really an issue of discrimination, but more of unconscious discouragement. However, that has many implications. And the track to computer science and engineering fields, which report some of the highest salaries, tapers off in elementary school. The researchers concluded that in math and science, the teachers overestimated the boys' skills and underestimated the girls' ability. And they said there are long-term implications. It's really important to note that teachers play such a critical role in lowering and raising the confidence levels of their students. And it's clear how important that encouragement is for all children in their subjects. It's important for parents and teachers to take into account their own bias that they may not even realize, but it's having a huge impact on our children. One study, moving on to brain types and personality types, and I always find this one fascinating, and that's that they showed that researchers from Brown University have mapped similarities and differences in the brain to two different kinds of extroverts. Now, apparently there are two types. There's those that are the gregarious people person who find reward in sharing affection and affiliation with others, and then there are the ambitious go-getters who want to pursue achievement and leadership position. And apparently they have different shapes and sizes of their brains, of the anatomy of their brain. Now, this report was published in Cognitive, Affective, and Behavioral Neuroscience and was based on structural MRI scans. Now, subjects were given personality tests and then measured different anatomic differences in their brain, including areas like the parahippocampal gyrus and precentral gyrus for you anatomy geeks out there like myself. And they found that, you know, among men in the study, there were even more in some specific differences as well. Now, the authors caution that the study shows only association, so we don't know whether the different brain sizes led people to be that way or vice versa. Their own personalities led their brains to alter, but it's fascinating and something that we're going to continue to look at over time. Lastly, wanted to show you about sleep. The latest study shows that sleeping over 8 hours a day may increase your risk of stroke, so watch how much you're getting. And there you have it, the top health news you'll need to know for the week. For more health news throughout the week, follow me on Twitter at my handle at Dr. Daria. You're listening to ShareCare Radio on Radio MD. Thanks for tuning in and stay well.